Welcome back to the Variety Show, where two men are heading into the advertising business. Rob, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Now, I've got a question I have to ask, and I don't know if there's any other parents of our generation or before that. Or people of our generation, not parents of our generation. If there are any people of our generation or before that had parents that did this, do I need to put newspaper under your trousers for the time being? Or are you not that poorly anymore with food poisoning?
Oh, no, I'm all right now.
Yeah, I swear, I've never met anyone else that had it. Mum and Dad, but if any of us ever had, like, the shits, they'd put newspaper under us.
I never did that.
To be fair, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea at all. And they never even kind of would say anything like that either, to be fair.
No, but you know what? It's got to be bloody watery to get through pants and trousers and then the upholstery.
I think my parents, particularly my mum, would always be like, don't get out of the carpet, rubber. Don't get out of the carpet. If you know my mum, that's a really good impression of my mum.
That's not a bad impression at all. But it's like when you're sick and you're small. Your whole world is crashing around you because you're sick, yet you hear in the distance your parents screaming, get to the toilet!
Yeah, there's a great story that goes around my house. I don't remember it, obviously, because I was too little, of my dad, who wasn't someone I don't think they really got involved with nappies and stuff. But for I was left alone with him, and I had an issue, a poonami, as Pampers like to call it. And he was trying to run across the hallway holding me and trying to capture the poo as we're running to. He said it got everywhere. Which, that would have been the worst thing in the world for my old man.
That might be what turned him to Kerrang.
So that's what did it. That's what the switch turned then.
I've seen the shithole. It's got to go to Kerrang.
Yeah, it turned him emo.
Brilliant. How's your week been otherwise?
Other than that, yeah, we're gearing up to go away.
Ooh, exciting.
So there's a lot of, can't wear those clothes.
Yeah.
Got to get the house.
No. I'm not washing them now.
Going Sidequest Market staying, and we hadn't really kind of cleared up since the build a lot of the rooms upstairs.
Oh.
So we've had to completely blitz the back room, which is actually going to go back, because that used to be our bedroom. Then we moved to the front, and now we're going to move back again, because we moved to the front when T was born.
Yeah.
Because the back room before the build was quite cold. And it was hard having tea on next to me bed in the cold room.
Yeah, yeah,
so we
fair
moved
enough.
To the front, a lot warmer. Now all the heating's been fixed. Every room in the house is like a blinking rainforest jungle, sweaty, hot. Perfect for the Sri Lankan by nature wife that I have.
I was just going to say as well, what did you say? A back room blitz.
A backroom blitz. Yeah, that
sounds
gross.
I'm sure
gross.
That could be used for something else in the future. Oh, I love give her a backroom blitz.
Yeah, me and wife. Oh, we and wife went a backroom blitz.
And you invited me to the circus.
Yeah, we went
just
to the circus.
Moving on very quickly, of course. Yeah, we went to the circus and both realised that a 2.5-year-old and a 3-year-old probably aren't the ideal ages for the circus of 2 hours.
Yeah, I had a super numb bum myself.
Oh my God, those seats. Mm. I had great fun watching it, but Jesus, big top benches. Oh.
Yeah. So, I brought that big bag of sweets for tea.
Yes.
They're all gone. How many do you think he had?
One.
Yes. Where do you think the rest have gone?
Robert's tummy.
Nope. The dog.
Oh, no.
They were in his change bag, zipped up, and I left it on the dining table, forgot about it. Come down in the morning, and I'm like, why is the change bag open in the middle of the kitchen floor? And then I just found the remains of a wrapper, and
no.
Loki had got all of the sweets.
Oh dear.
So he was wired.
I was going to say wired and Operation Cleanup at some point.
He's been all right, actually. They didn't wreck his stomach, but some of the sticks have come out and some of the wrappers have come out. Yeah, he's eaten a lot of bad things in his time.
First, a breaking news announcement regarding Tango on the Variety Show.
A few weeks ago, you sent me a message on WhatsApp, and I really meant to talk about it sooner than this, but Tango has a new advert.
Yes.
And I think we'll insert it here.
OK, Pilkins, hand it over.
What, sir? It's just a bit of fizzy orange.
Don't play dumb with me. It's Tango Orange, the most powerful flavour on the street. Send him to the hole.
that feels, or felt to me at least, like a traditional Tango advert.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised that they're still doing just crazy shit like that, if I'm honest. I would just expect them to be much more, I don't know, straight. Like, you don't really get any, well, not that I watch TV anymore, but you don't really get any weird adverts anymore, do you?
It's, not that I've noticed.
I mean, let's think, all the Tango adverts that I can remember off the top of my head are just batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And then you've got this one. So if you couldn't really grasp what was going on, very, very briefly, the prison warden storms into a jail cell, bloke's got a bottle of fizzy orange, and it's a can of Tango in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
And then the prison warden chugs the Tango down and then basically does sexy dancing in the middle of the prison while everyone's throwing toilet rolls on it. It's just absolutely wonderful. It is absolute standard Tango from, well, the 90s and the 2000s, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your memory of the Tango adverts? I mean, we've got a playlist which we'll put up on Twitter and everywhere else, so if you want to see them, go there. But yeah, what's your memories of the Tango adverts?
I think there's two. There's definitely one. The big fat bloke that runs out, and he slaps the guy.
Yes, Ralph. The big orange fellow run in from the left, and he gives him a good old slapping.
It just illustrates the bite and buzz of real oranges in Tango.
Yes, Ralph. Super taste sensation. Smashing drink. Lovely.
You know where you've been tangoed.
He runs out into the guy drinking Tango in the street, and then the fat guy comes running down the street past everyone and gives him a smack around the face.
Yeah, so that's probably the most famous of all the Tango adverts, I would have said, and it's the one that I think, so don't hold me to this, spawned the phrase, you know when you've been tangoed.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right, it was the big fat orange bloke, well, big fat bloke painted orange in a nappy or something.
He was in a nappy, yeah.
And yeah, it's you've got the two commentators who kind of appear in most of the Tango adverts, Ralph and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have names.
That's the names, Ralph and Tony. Okay. And yeah, the bloke's drinking his can of Tango, and then they say, no, we've got to have a replay of that. And out of nowhere, you've then just got this orange man running up to him and slapping him. But the other thing is, didn't they do a version of the same advert where he kisses him as well?
I was just about to say, the other one I know is that he does the same, but he kisses him. And I think it's just a different, they just commentate it differently and kiss him. Maybe it's a watershed thing. Maybe they kiss him before a watershed, and after watershed they slap.
What a titanic embodiment of the of real oranges!
Yes, Ralph. Lovely.
You know where you've been tangoed.
They make much more sense, because yeah, I'm looking at my playlist here, and it's a, you know when you've been tangoed advert, slap in brackets.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing there's one that was kiss.
Mm.
Because I'm sure, yeah, he used to, in the ones I remember, I remember the slap, but I do remember the kiss one as well. He put his hands on both sides of his face, squidged his face, and just full on kind of kissed him.
So I think the commentators do say something, oh, what's he going for? And then they say, like, it's almost like a darts, because they felt like darts or pool commentators.
Yeah, darts, football, pools. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And then I'm just looking at the list here, because there were so many. When I actually started dialing them up, because I went straight to the, you know when you've been tangoed.
Yep.
Then there's the Apple Tango that we've talked about before, which was Fat Pigeon.
Yes! He's down! He's down! Fat Pigeon! Apple!
You know when you've been tangoed.
Mm-hmm. Which is the bloke velcroed to the roof and is like, it's again the commentators rating how well he's waiting to fall into a bathtub full of apples. And that kind of took me into a whole different realm of them, because there's a couple, as soon as I saw them, I remembered them. There's the Tango lady.
Yeah.
So he's in the park and this old lady walks up to him and pops the balloon, but she explodes instead.
Yeah.
And then you've got Little Napoleon, which I'd completely forgotten about. But that went through secondary school, with people just running up to people with their hand, with their fingers spread, just going blah, 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 to people's faces.
It's so funny. Once I started looking at them, I remember them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I tell you, the one...
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The Fat Pigeon. One.
Yeah.
The one that I remembered once I'd watched it, but was probably the one that I least remembered, the Apple Tango Postman.
Okay.
And as soon as I watched it, I knew what it was. It's got a bloke laying down and the ceiling's dripping, And then the postman posts an apple through his front door that's been stamped and addressed to his house, and it goes into a juicer, which drops illiquid in. You can see the whole floor above him is covered in a...
Yeah, full of apple juice.
Apple Tango apple juice, and then it just caves through onto him. And as soon as I saw it, it's like, oh yeah, this exists.
He's rubbing himself all over. Imagine filming that, though.
Imagine filming any of these. I mean, to be fair, I think you and I could come up with our own... In fact, let's do that as a video for YouTube. We've got to... Our next filming project, create a Tango advert.
I was going to say, because there's, you have to put a brand, because there's no way we wouldn't do Spunk.
No, no. Yeah, okay. That's fair. That's absolutely fair. Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that.
There's no way. There's not a million... Right. There's nothing that could stop us. Okay.
We're going to choose Tango. It's got to be either...
Milk-flavoured Tango.
Tango full cream. Yeah. Actually, no, there's two of us. It's the double cream. right. We'll do Tango, orange or apple, and we will at some point do a video for that one. Maybe what we'll do is we'll both do an advert each and we'll film it together. Mm-hmm. And then they, the listeners, can judge whose is best.
We'll do a seed one.
We could send it to Tango, see what they say.
Yeah. Well, that could be their advertising campaign.
I mean,
one could be orange and one could be apple, and then it's like, who wins the adverts?
Oh, that would be... That's a bloody brilliant idea. Yeah. And then they'll just stick us with a copyright infringement.
We'll get copyright infringement, then we'll get restraining orders. it would just be like Pepsi all over again.
Don't. And then the last one, again, another... advert that I only vaguely remember, that I watched it and remembered, was him being fired into a barrel full of oranges.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing I'd say, excluding the really old ones, so Little Napoleon and his big orange hand, the slap, the old lady exploding, the three TV ads the two for Apple and the one for Orange that were, I would say, probably late 90s, early 2000s, I think, from the look of it.
Right.
They were really well done.
Yeah.
I really want to know how they did that whole Velcro effect of him on the roof. How did they do the roof caving in onto him? I'm guessing it would have just been a cut and paste job. Right, we've got him there. Right, take him out, put a dummy in, have it collapse down, then replace it again. But it looks so good.
That would be cut to dummy. The Velcro one would be just filmed upside down. He's lying on the floor.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, sitting on the floor, and then just actually using his core muscles to pull himself up. Yeah, fair enough. And then the Tango
barrel. And then the pigeon
one.
Flies in upside down.
And then
floats up.
Highly talented pigeon. But then there's also that barrel one where they put the giant cylinder on his back. Mm-hmm. And that just looks really good when they smash the end of it. It looks real. It's just a different era of adverts. They had a lot of fun with those. And I kind of miss advertising like that.
They're almost kind of like meme ads. Does that make sense? Because nowadays people quote memes.
Yes.
Back then
we
would quote adverts.
Yeah, 100%. You know what? These are early, early memes, actually. You bang on. That's exactly what this is. Karen is disturbing us.
Yeah.
Karen,
we're both looking at our watches like, what is this?
How dare you message us while we're recording?
Something about seagulls.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a seaside town in Wales, Karen. There's going to be seagulls.
The seagulls are going fucking mental tonight. Uh-oh. They found the seed.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Tango adverts, are they a good thing or are they
a bad brilliant
thing? They are bloody
and
brilliant.
And the new one's good. It goes with the old ones.
Oh, definitely. I want to see more by Tango. I want to see that in the cinema. I don't want to see Pepsi Max. Yeah. I want to see Tango in the adverts at the cinema now. Mm-hmm. Cineworld, you've been told.
And now, on the Variety Show, we head over to the Chipmunk's burrow for the Nutty Apprentice.
Ah, welcome back to my boardroom. I hope you've done better than the last time we met, Tom.
Oh, well, it's lovely to see you too, Chipmunk.
So, I set you a challenge. You had to go away and create me a new condom brand, but on the cheap. I don't care if you reuse someone else's slogan, but it must have a standout feature. Starting with you, Tom, as you were the loser last time. Pitch me your three condoms.
Here's my pitches. Right, first one, the You've Been Tangoed condom.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves your partner's genitals orange so they know when they've been tangoed.
Mm.
That's the standout feature. They'll wake up in the morning, oh, I did have sex last night.
Well, that's actually pretty good, though, to be fair. Because, you know, you could be that drunk that you are just like, did we have sex? And you'd be like, yeah, I think we did. And then they could just go, yeah, we did.
And there's potential that it will also stain your genitals as well. So you'll look down and say, what have I got? Oh, I've got an orange cock.
The sheets and...
Yeah, maybe.
And it'd be good to catch cheating partners.
That would be
change
very good.
Change all the Johnnies to Tango Johnnies.
Oh, you see, there you go, look.
I've extended it.
I was expecting some arsehole moves here, but you're helping.
No, I think this is good. Yeah, this is a good idea. I'll offer you 10%. How much are you asking for in finances?
Okay. The second pitch. This one I don't think is quite as good, but I'm quite happy with it. It's the Persil Dirt is Good Play On Condom. And it's a little condom. Actually, any size, actually. Not little. That's not going to be a good thing.
It's very specific. Okay, all right, fine.
No.
You want little condoms?
Range of sizes, but it comes with a little yellow hi-vis that you can put on it as well. And it comes with a little brush to clean up as you go.
What? The condom has a hi-vis?
Yeah, you put a little hi-vis on, he's a little cleaner. He goes in and out, he does a little street sweeping.
Can I go on a tangent very quickly?
Oh, God.
When I was younger, my uncle got given a present, and it was a little kind of, I don't know, like a little size boxing, and it was like a barbell weight for your penis, and it had loads of little like pictures of a cock with arms, like doing weights and stuff. Sorry, I just got a vision of that little guy.
Oh, lovely.
In a hi-vis.
Lovely.
That's not as good as the Tango one.
No, okay, well, fair enough. And then finally, the pick up a penguin condom. It's a lovely little black number with two side flippers and an adorable penguin face. And the little flippers act like a bit like a French tickler. And the penguin's beak help you aim a little bit. Penetration power, I think, is the best way to look at that one.
Penetration power. Yeah, okay.
Hang on, no, look. Imagine you're laying there, you put it on, you can do March of the Penguins laying on your back, making them bounce around as you
March
flex
of the
your...
More like Happy Feet.
Yeah, exactly, there you go. Little Happy Feet. You flex your todger and he's dancing about. It's a great little... that's an 18 certificate, isn't it? Fair enough. Well, those are my three pitches. And you know what, Pigeon? No.
The chipmunk could hate you for
that's
that.
That's wrong fucking character completely. Chipmunk, you can love them or hate them. I don't really care. Anyway, that's me done. That's my three pitches.
Oh, Tom. Shit ideas as usual. Oh, now, Rob. I can see why you're my favourite.
Okay, Chipmunk. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you mine. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So the first one. Bang and the dirt is gone. The condom that is coated in a special fragrance soap to help all parties keep clean during sex, have fun, and stay clean.
Oh, you've gone well over the top with this one, haven't you? I've got no goddamn choice.
What do you mean? You said I wasn't allowed to do any kind of puns. I had punned them all. And then you said I wasn't allowed to do puns.
No, I had to use the original... I didn't. The chipmunk said. Not me.
Sorry,
the
yeah.
chipmunk said
so
you
I'm
had...
So I'm saying talking to the chipmunk, not you. The chipmunk's there next to you.
I forget.
Do you want the next one?
Yeah, go on then.
Washing machines live longer with... So using these condoms mean that you are less likely to have a kid and therefore less washing, extending the life of your washing machine. The Calgon condom, extra protective, less washing to do because you don't have kids.
No, sorry, that doesn't work for me. What's the standout feature?
It's extra protective.
But all condoms are.
No, extra.
What?
But this is specifically...
To be honest, I'm going to be an arsehole. All I'm picturing is brilliant. My cock can stop limescale. I'll quickly waggle it around in the washing machine and I'll say...
I was nothing but nice to yours. I'm glad the chipmunk doesn't like you. Right. Have you had your Weetabix? Condoms coated in vitamins and extra fibre to help the discerning taste to keep more regular.
So that's for anal sex then, isn't it? Let's face it.
No, it's coated in vitamins and fibre.
Yes, and you need fibre to go number
no,
two.
No, but they're up their arse when they're enjoying
feed.
The taste of the condom, it's covered in fibre.
Oh no, it's flavoured like Weetabix as well. Oh, like a picture now. It's someone slicing up bananas on top of it and going, oh, look, it tastes like Weetabix. Might as well have the whole lot on there.
There you go, there's my three.
Oh my God. Oh, Chipmunk, you better make a choice then.
Right, both of you, I need to have a think. Bugger off out of my boardroom and I'll call you back in a minute.
Okay, we're leaving. Nice.
While we wait for the result to be determined, let's head over to a firm favourite of our listeners. Do you remember?
The shit that I bought, remember? Did you give it a thought, remember? It's probably tat, that's all.
Woo! Do You Remember is back. And it's a bit of an advert special, seeing the whole of this episode has been advertising in one way or another, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked you to go and find three adverts that you thought you could use for Do You Remember. I've got three adverts that I can use for Do You Remember. And we'll see who comes away with scores and who comes away with nothing at all. I always go first at this, so I'll let you go first this time.
Okay, hang on, let me get my thingy up. Right.
Please don't get your thingy up in my office. There's a camera. Jem does occasionally look at it. She doesn't need to be seeing that shit.
So an advert that my old man and I always quote. For MASH, get smashed.
On your last trip, did you discover what the Earth people eat? They eat a great many of these. They peel them with their metal knives. Boil them for 20 of their minutes. Then they smash them all to bits. They are clearly the most primitive people.
For MASH, get smash.
Ooh,
Cadbury, right. Smash instant mashed potato.
Love it. And that's the original Martian one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it. And I think about it all the time. I love mashed potato.
Mm.
And yeah, for MASH, get smashed. Oh, it was a great trademark slogan.
Yeah.
And it was also one I was considering using for a condom variety at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting to win a point for any of these.
I'm not.
To be honest.
I'm not, but it's a fun game anyway.
Yeah.
But no, for that one, I'm afraid to say I fully remember that one. Okay, I'll give you my first one then. My first one is Scotch videotapes.
I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. With Scotch's lifetime guarantee. Take what you want both night and day. Then re-record, not fade away. Re-record, not fade away. Re-record, not fade away.
Every recording as good as the first, or we'll give you a new tape. You can watch Scotch forever.
Re-record, not fade away.
Re-record, not fade away. And it was the skeleton who would basically go up to the VCR and put the tape in, and it would say, re-record, not fade away, in a similar way to the song Fade Away by Buddy Holly, or later done by the Rolling Stones. So yeah, Scotch 180 videos, the skeleton adverts.
I'm looking at it. I don't remember it.
You don't remember? Do you? Well,
This one's from 1985.
Oh, so that's not a good start, actually. Yeah, it was from then, 1985, but the Scotch adverts went on for ages and ages. And I've got to say, they eventually ended up CGI, and they just lost all the charm at that point.
Yeah, the CGI one looks rubbish.
Yeah, but the only reason it comes to mind for me is because we used to record live TV on VCR. We had so many VHS cassettes of stuff we'd recorded off TV. We had an entire sideboard full of them, and there were episodes of Only Fools and Horses, Some Mothers Do Have Them, Mr. Bean, Blackadder, all of those. We'd recorded them off the TV, and on one of the Mr. Bean videos, there were adverts. I'm assuming it was being shown on Channel 4 or something. Or we'd got something else recorded on there, then it went to Mr. Bean. And yeah, that Scotch advert was on there, and I used to love watching it as a kid. Don't know why. I just really, really loved it as a kid, and it's still got some charm now. But the difficulty is, do you not remember it, or have you never seen them before?
I don't recognise it even remotely.
Fair enough. So I can't have a point then.
I always try my best to be as honest as I can, even though it makes me lose. But
100%, that's fair enough. I absolutely agree. No, if you don't remember it, fine. But if you don't recognise it at all, absolutely fine as well. I won't take a point for that. So 0-0 at this point.
So my next one You'll definitely get this one. I purposely chose this because I keep getting attacked for it for you and the Killer Rabbit guys. Lurpak Butter with Douglas and the voice and Penelope Keith's voice as well.
Oh, go on then, as it's Christmas.
The Christmas adverts for that really warmed my heart. Oh, go on then, it is Christmas, and she gives him the little trombone.
Yeah.
And off he goes. He's so happy.
Yeah. The one specifically I really liked was he kept trying to do it, and then she takes it off him, and then he pulls out a cello, and she puts a glass on his head on top of him, and he's like, and he goes, ding, 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 because this little, his thing's like hitting the inside of the glass.
Love it.
Some things are worth paying a little more for, like Lurpak Butter. Made from a delicious blend of the finest creams, only Lurpak has that fresh, smooth, sophisticated... I said sophisticated. You'll get it back after the commercial, Douglas. Pure, creamy Lurpak. It's a matter of taste.
I wonder if they were done by Aardman.
You know what? I thought the same thing when I was looking at a few of them, because he's got the same face.
Yeah, same face, same sort of design, same animation style.
I'd be surprised if it isn't.
Yeah, I would be very surprised. I'm just having a quick look now using my favourite arc search. Commercial series commercials created by Aardman Animations for the Lurpak brand, featuring the character Douglas, who is made out of butter.
You can see his face there.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, well, there you go. Oh, that's really cool. Well, we'll insert the advert there. I haven't told you if I'm going to remember it or not. And I'm going to say I remember it, but I haven't thought about it in a year.
No?
No, you get a point.
Oh, wicked.
My go.
Okay.
Daddy or chips?
Sophie, who do you like best, Daddy or chips?
Daddy or chips? Daddy or chips? Daddy or chips? Daddy or chips?
Thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. Daddy chips.
Whoa. Hello, girls. McCain chips, Britain's most popular choice.
Chips.
McCain, you just can't help yourself.
Oh, my God. McCain's
chips, the
daddy
two girls
chips.
On the school
yeah.
bus.
Oh.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer daddy or chips?
Oh, wow.
Daddy or
I
chips?
Hated that advert.
Yeah, I fucking hated it. But it came up when I was looking at adverts, thought, this might work.
Yeah, you get a point there. Of course, I haven't thought about that. That's the kind of advert that you just push the back of your head and hope you never remember ever again.
Can I just be honest? McCain's, no one buys your chips anymore because supermarket ones are just as good.
They're just as good.
And half the fucking price. Mm. And no one should ever buy McCain's ready-made jacket potatoes because guess what? They come ready-made from the supermarket. You just have to cook them. Fuck me, how lazy can you get to need microwave jacket potatoes when that's how you cook them anyway?
So, I've never had one of those. So what, it's a pre-microwaved and you're warming it up?
It's pre-cooked and you're just warming it up.
We can just wait a bit longer.
And have a nice fresh one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What a weird thing. I don't have a microwave, so it's quite difficult for me anyway.
Go on, third one then.
Strongbow adverts.
Yes.
So specifically...
Okay.
The one with Johnny Vaughan.
Can I get you a drink,
Pat? Strongbow pint. Ah, loafing juice.
What do you want? Go on. Naff off.
Is it Johnny Vaughan? the one who used to be on The Big Breakfast.
Yes, Johnny Vaughan, not Johnny Vegas, Johnny Vaughan. Vaughan.
Yeah, so he comes in. So Jerry Hall comes into the pub first.
Yes.
And then she gets flirted with, takes a drink, and then turns into Johnny Vaughan. He's wearing her outfit. And then the arrow's gone, dong, dong.
Yeah, I remember it. I haven't, but that's a brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant one to bring to the game. Fucking hell, that's a top-notch one. They definitely get a point on that.
Yeah.
So that's 2-1 to you at the moment. So this third one is going to be a... Oh, is it going to win or not? Do you remember The Far Show?
Of course I remember The Far Show, yeah.
And you remember the character... Brilliant!
Mm-hmm.
There was an entire series of adverts of him selling milk.
Aunt Doorsteps, brilliant. Cos, if you didn't have them, every time you come out of your house, you'd fall down a great big hole. And sometimes you can find things on doorsteps like milk. Fantastic. I found some this morning. Our milkman had left it there. He hadn't forgotten it. No, he left it there on purpose. That's his job. He's brilliant. He wears a bobble hat and gets up dead early just so you can have milk in your tea. Or coffee. Brilliant. Our milkman's called Ron. In fact, all milkmen are called Ron. And they whistle like this. Or this. In milk, brilliant.
Oh, selling milk?
Yep, selling milk. I'm going to remember it. He used to walk along the street, coming out, and he's going on about, oh, milk's brilliant, is it? Wake up, and there's cows, and walks out the door, and like, there's milk on my doorstep.
Yeah, of course.
It's not been left there. My milkman's left there. Milkmen are called Ron, you know. It's milk. Ain't it brilliant?
Yeah, and it's for...
Paul Whitehouse, that's the name I was trying to remember.
Paul Whitehouse. I'm trying to think what the milk was.
Unigate?
It's the red logo. I can't quite read it.
Yeah, it was the red logo. I can't remember if it was.
Yeah, it's Unigate. Yeah, I do remember those because he used to go... that's the same character did the mushy peas.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you get a point.
Hey, 2. Oh, nice.
Wow. That didn't come up when I was looking through. Because the problem with this game was when I was looking through, I could easily have just seen any of these adverts that you were saying. And then I'd have to say, well, I just seen
100%.
It.
That was what I was panicking about. I thought, no, we'll be honest about it. Oh, good. Do you remember a draw?
2-2.
Nice. And I'll create a playlist and I'll put them up on our socials.
Quiz time on The Variety Show with Rob, Tom and Kay. In this episode, Kay makes both hosts feel old and out of fashion.
So Rob has no idea that I'm doing this. All he knows is that he's got a quiz. And next to me, I have a guest. Guest, would you like to say what your name is?
Hi, my name is Kay. I'm back on the podcast.
Yes, you are. The last time we heard your voice was my birthday special, which... Rob managed to trick you, well, not trick you, but got you to say something for the birthday questions.
Yep.
And then we did a Super Mario movie review. Anyway, you are back. First of all, tell the ladies and gents, how old are you, Kay? Old even. Let's try that again. How old are you, Kay?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay. And make sure you're talking into the microphone or I will knock you around the head with it.
Sorry.
That's okay. Rob does, trust me, you're doing better than Rob does. Anyway. Have you got any idea why I've got you sat on my sofa in the office?
Not really. I was questioning you, and you told me not to look at your laptop, but I know you've been cheeky peeking.
You've been cheeky peeky. Anyway, the quiz for Rob is he needs to guess what you score a video out of and the song that goes with that video.
Oh, this is going to be so exciting.
And I'm going to play you 10 songs from the year... Well, not the year, but the years that me and Rob grew up in.
Oh,
so
wow.
These are all songs from 1990 onwards. So yes, feel free to say I'm old. I know you're desperate to.
No, you're not.
Oh, you're being nice.
Compared to Amanda Holden, you're not.
Oh, roasted. Anyway, so there's 10 songs. You are going to give them a score for the video and a score for the music. Mm-hmm. And Rob has to guess what you scored it, basically. He needs to decide, did you think it was a good video, a good song, or a bad song? And then he's got one more question, and I'll explain that to him in the episode, okay?
Okay.
Now, just before I get on to showing you these videos, have you got any words for Rob?
I wish you luck, but I don't think you're going to get these. Sorry.
Ooh, fighting words.
Yes.
So I've titled this section the Young Blood Quiz because I had to grab Kay to help me. And I just wanted to do something a little bit different, as we haven't done a quiz in ages.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened, as Kay has just helped me explain, that the listeners have heard but you haven't, we listened to 10 songs from the 90s and the noughties. And Kay has watched the music video for them mm-hmm. and listened to the song. And she has given both sections of that a set score out of 10.
Okay.
So there are a lot of points to get here. So first of all, I'm going to award a point if you get the year of the song.
Oh, gosh. And so they're all 90s or 2000s before
they're
2010.
They're 90s or 2000s. That's
before
it.
2010.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's 10 points straight away. Then there's 10 scores based on what she thought of the music video. So that's another 10 points, 20 points. There's 10 points for her out of 10 score for the music.
Right.
And then to really make this amazing, or hard, or whatever you want to call it at this point, 9 of these songs were number one hits. One of them wasn't.
One of them wasn't. Oh, okay.
So out of 40 points so far, and we could make this out of 50, because she also gave me one word after each of the things. So there's one word for the video and one word for the song.
A description of...
A descriptive word of what she thought. But honestly, I doubt you'll get any of those. So that is a super, super bonus point. So there's 50 points in total for this.
Okay.
And I better kind of tell everyone what the 10 songs were. So we've got Mr. Blobby, The Hamster Dance, Boom 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 Boom, Spirit in the Sky featuring the Kumars, Flatbeat, Itsy Bitsy Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, Dizzy, Three Lions, Barbie Girl, and Blue Dabba Dee. I mean, I could make this out of 60 and say about the artists, but that's just taking it way too far. And we've watched the videos before we started, so
yeah,
you could have a reminisce of what they were.
Yep.
So we'll start with Mr. Blobby. What year do you think Mr. Blobby was?
We spoke about this before. I got this on cassette for Christmas one year as a kid. So we're in the cassette times.
We are in the cassette times.
So we're in the 90s.
Yes. Hence the game is songs from the 90s and the noughties.
Yeah. Yeah, but CDs are in the noughties. Not so, sure.
Just to point out, there's only one song in the noughties and it's before 2005.
Okay. So I'm going to go, so I'm just going to think of my own age, born in 85, had Jeremy Clarkson in the video looking very young.
Carrie so the Seven.
Top Gear would have been on for people to have any clue who he was. I'm going to go with 1990, so much is telling me to say 3, but I'm going to go 7.
And you should have gone for 3.
No way!
1993 Christmas single.
I should have gone for 93. So everything, every fibre of my being was saying 3, but it felt too early.
So you've got no point in that.
Oh, I'm so annoyed at myself. I'm not doing that again.
We're going to go into the video. What do you think Kay rated the video out of 10?
Out of 10? Well, I think it's ridiculously stupid. Did she even have any clue who Mr. Blobby was?
She knew who Mr. Blobby was because we've watched a couple of Noel House parties with Mr. Blobby in.
Oh, poor girl. And it must be so confusing for a child of this generation.
Mr. Blobby turned up in Britain's Got Talent last year as well. That's why I introduced her to it. So
I don't watch it, I don't know. What, they let him on telly still?
Yeah, so that's a whole other point. But
who's in that suit?
I don't know at that point, but either way.
The original's probably
no
jail.
Tangents.
Sorry,
score
sorry,
out of 10.
Sorry, yeah. I don't think she liked the video. 4.
Ooh, close. 3.
Number 3 again.
No. It is number 3 again.
I'm so annoyed. Can I not get half a point for saying 93?
Nope. No, you can't.
Oh, I'm so annoyed at myself.
What
I
do
done
you think she rated the song out
well,
of
the
10?
Song's terrible. 4.
3.
I was going to say 3 again in my head. I was like, just do all 3s.
Oh, no. So out of
I could have got all of them right on the first go.
And
well, it didn't.
Was it a number 1?
I think it was a number 1.
Okay, so you're saying yes.
The only one I can think that isn't number 1 is, you know, I know which one I think wasn't a number 1 already.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do that very quickly, actually. So Mr. Blobby, you're saying yes.
Mm.
Hamster Dance.
I think that wasn't a number 1.
Okay.
I hope it wasn't crushed.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it's got to be number 1. They're all, there's only one that wasn't number one, so I have to say all the rest were number one.
Okay.
I think the Hamster
Annoyingly, you've got that absolutely right. Yeah. Hamster Dance was not number one.
Wicked, so I do get some points.
Okay, and we're coming on to the Hamster Dance. What year was it?
Later on, I'd say that's probably... How did it go again? Right, I've got a feeling. 98.
Oh, so close again. 99.
Okay. Well, I wasn't thinking that in my head.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay. What do you think Kay scored the video out of 10?
The video is terrible, too.
5.
Oh. So you thought that was a mid-road video?
I haven't even asked you about the words. I'm not even going to do the words.
Adjectives. It's too difficult.
It's just way too much at this point. Cute is the word she used for this. So I
complained about the animation when we watched it, so I wouldn't have ever said that.
Okay, what about the song, though? Out of 10.
Oh, I think the song is terrible. 2.
You get a point!
Yes!
2 out of 10. And she put just the word she chose was nothing.
Nothing. It's terrible.
Okay, so at this point, let me quickly total up your score. At this point, you have 3 points.
Out of a possible 6.
I think I said there was 5. Out of 40 points, I think. Yeah, because we're not going to do the word, are we? So 1, 2, 3, 4. So you've got 3 out of 8 at the moment.
3 out of 8.
Yep. Okay, boom, 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 boom. What year?
2001.
1998. Oh. Score out of 10.
Now, I rate the video.
I mean, as an adult, we rate the video.
I rate it an 8, maybe a 9. As a young lady of these times, 1?
3.
3, okay.
She rated it 3 out of 10 with the word cringe.
It's such a modern child. Yeah, I see it. I totally understand.
Okay, what about the song, though? Out of 10, what do you think Kay rated the song?
7.
5.
Oh, 5. Really? The same as the hamster?
No, she rated...
She gave the hamster 5, didn't she?
No, 2, because you got that right.
Oh, what did she give 5? She gave...
The video.
Oh, right.
You said 7, didn't you?
But it's a banger of the garage scene, Simon.
She just said 5.
Yeah.
And yes, you got the right thing there with it being a number one.
Mm-hmm.
So you got no points for that. Oh, no, you got 1 because you got the single. Okay, Spirit in the Sky featuring the Kumars. Now, we chatted about this because we're thinking we really want to watch the Kumars again.
Yeah.
Now we're older and we can fully understand what they were poking fun at and how they did it. I really want to re-watch that.
I'd love to watch that again.
But yeah, it was Gareth Gates featuring the Kumars singing Norman Something's Spirit in the Sky. Great song. Not that much of a fan of Gareth Gates. We were a Will Young house.
Yeah, I was a Will Young house too, yeah.
But what year do you think that happened?
98.
I'm going to let you have a little think about this one, because think about what we said about with Gareth Gates and Will Young.
Yeah.
Do you really think Pop Stars or whatever it was, or Pop Idol, happened in 98?
I don't know why I wouldn't have. What, is it later than that then? 2000 then.
2003. At least you upped it a little bit. No, it was 2003.
No, yeah, you are right.
So it would have been about 2001, 2002, I think.
I mean, how old's Simon Cowell?
Well, he's plastic anyway, isn't he? Right. Video score. What do you think Kay thought of this?
Would she have even known who the Kumars were at the beginning?
She wouldn't have, no. But
it gets a bit silly at the end.
Yeah.
The rest of it's a bit silly. She likes number 5. I'll go with a 5.
5 out of 10.
Cool.
You get 1
Whoop-ha!
Point. What about the song, though?
I think his version of it is absolutely atrocious. 3.
Well, unfortunately, she didn't agree. She thought 5 out of 10, good.
Oh.
I know, it disappointed me too, and I have thought about what I can do about sorting that out in the future.
Yeah, conversion therapy?
Possibly. Flatbeat, Mr. Wuzzle.
Okay.
It is Wuzzo, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Wuzzo, and that's Flat Eric. is the mascot.
It is Flat Eric, yes.
This is one of my favourite songs of all time. Absolutely love it. I could not tell you what year it was. I want to get that straight right now.
What, before Simon makes a comment?
I have no idea what
song
year
two
it
all
is.
Over again.
This song two all over again. And I'm going to say that... Right, so one of my email accounts is based on this.
Yes.
So it was back when... I could blur it out. Hotmail just come out because it's a Hotmail email address. I want to say I probably would have been about 15 or 16, which would make it 2000. But I don't think it's 2000. I'm going to say 2001.
1999.
Oh, I was close again.
You were
close
again.
I'm getting right in the ballpark.
I'm just going to help you here. Spirit in the Sky was the oldest at 2003. There are now no longer any 2000s at all. What do you think, Kay,
thought
of the video?
I think the video is brilliant, just as I like the Levi advert, which I thought was brilliant. So I want to say 8.
Yeah.
But I just don't think she would have liked to see just a yellow puppet playing on the decks. So a 5.
It is a 5 out of 10, and she thought it was funny.
Oh,
She's really harsh at scoring.
She's a bit like me with the food scores.
She's
very stingy.
Harsh.
She's stingy with the points.
It doesn't get any stingier. It gets a lot stingier.
Okay,
but what do you think she thought of the song?
She must have liked it. 7.
6.
Oh.
So close. She actually did like it. And I looked at it and I was like, really? So yeah, I quite like it.
Well, it's such a good song.
At this halfway point, you have 8 out of 20. Not too bad.
I don't think that's too bad.
Itsy Bitsy Yellow Polka Dot Bikini,
mm-hmm.
featuring Timmy Mallett.
We spoke about this off air. We shall not say what we said.
No. What year?
Okay, I would have been young.
It's old. Yeah. I will give you that.
I would have been young. It's going to be 92.
1990. Not bad. Mm. Not bad. 1990. Out of 10 on the score?
It's 2.
1.
1, yeah.
And she just put weird.
Well, she's right.
She's
totally
really
right.
And the song, what do you think she scored
one.
It? Yeah, 1. Well done. You got that one. And again, she said weird. I know.
I think I'm so glad she did the adjectives. So glad.
I don't know how the 90s happened and that was number one in the chart.
Because that's all we had.
It had to be Timmy Mallett and that was ill. In fact, I didn't even watch the whole video with her. I want to know if little Mallett or whatever baby Mallett turned up. Mr. Mallett.
I don't think so.
Fucking hope
I think
not.
It's just him perving with his binoculars.
Oh, binoculars, yes. What's he perving at? Well, a lot. Dizzy, what year? Vic Reeves' version of Dizzy, by the way.
Yeah, okay, so... 96.
91.
Oh, wow, that was...
Quite a way off on that
one.
Yeah,
way off.
Okay, video?
Should have guessed by the quality of it.
And I'm going to start helping you now. Video, the adjective that was used was okay.
So 5 is good, so okay 4.
It is 4 out of 10. Rob has a psychic link with K's rating system here.
I now understand the scale.
Okay, and what do you think the song was rated at?
The adjective?
It's okay again.
It's got to be a 4 then.
It is. Oh, have I just opened up making this way too easy for you now? As you've got 3 points of the 4 that you could have.
I can now
then.
See the spreadsheet of her brain.
Yeah, I have it in a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I can see it. It's a spreadsheet.
3 Lines was next. Badil, Skinner and... Mm-hmm.
Another fantastic
song. The Lightning
song.
Seeds.
Now...
Was it Lightning Seeds?
Oh, I don't know. 96. No, it's... Oh, is it... I want to say it's 96.
It is 1996.
Yeah, because it's Euros... I want to say it's Euro 96. God, so here come the corrections.
It's just... You know what? It's a song that everyone kind of can appreciate, whether you like football or not. And I really don't like football.
Yeah, we know.
I fucking hate football, and it is the Lightning Seeds. I really fucking hate football. I love that song. Yeah. It's on most of my playlists for driving and walking around. I just love it. It's got such a good melody and just everything about it, just
it's uplifting.
It is uplifting, and it's just of the era.
But it's
I
one
guess.
Of those songs I pretty much think everybody likes it at least a little bit. So it does kind of bring everybody together, and it's about a love which you don't have for for a football team who are rubbish, trying to win all the time, and we all just want them to win. Yeah. We all know they're crap, but it just brings everyone together. It's a song that brings everyone together.
Very
more
true.
So than the national anthem does.
Very true. Okay, the adjective was not much. It's the only one that she did two words for. Not much.
Three.
It's 3 out of 10. Oh, for God's sake. And the score for the music?
Adjective, please.
Okay.
4.
God damn it. You got a 4 finally. You got 4 out of 4.
Yes.
Okay, Barbie Girl. I nearly said the year then.
Now, I think this song is fantastic.
Barbie Girl by Aqua.
I think this song's brilliant.
What year?
I'm a Barbie Girl, 1997.
It was.
Was it?
Bang on.
Hey.
Nice. I'm impressed. Okay. What?
Adjective.
It's an adjective we hadn't had yet. Unexpected.
Now, unexpected, that means that she liked it. She's unexpected. She enjoyed it unexpectedly. Because I think if she was going to give it a low score, she would have said rubbish. So, now, is how much higher up than good is unexpected? 7.
I like watching you dig a little hole for yourself. It's 4 out of 10.
No, but that's okay. She can't go around and change. You're going to have to talk to her about this. She can't go around and change your system.
Basically, she loved the song. We used to have it in the car all the time, and she'd sing it along, even though we realised how inappropriate it is.
That's a clue, because we've only just done the video.
Then we watched the video, and it's just like...
Oh, she couldn't picture the song with that video.
What's... It's so weird. Why is he bald?
Yeah, he's got the most bald head.
He's got the weirdest
head.
He's
got hair on his head,
yeah.
But it's still the most bald head I've ever seen.
Exactly. Okay, well, the song is rated as good.
Well, technically that's a 5.
Well, it's just... You're wrong.
So she's changed now. Okay.
7 out of 10 for
she's
good.
Now, yeah. So she's now changed her system. This isn't acceptable. You can't have good as 5 and 7.
Oh, okay. So only 19 out of 40 at this point. So you're still on your halfway mark.
Yeah, I just need to get one more point. I've got half.
Blue, dubba dee, dubba. It is 99. Well done.
I actually knew that one.
Okay. Music video.
I think it's fucking terrible.
Her adjective was weird.
Yeah, I think that's a 3.
It is a 3.
Yeah, it's not a good video.
You get the point for that, okay. But the music score then?
I don't particularly mind the song. It got overplayed so much.
It did massively.
I can come back to it now and think, yeah, actually
and
it's not that bad a song.
It's now sampled in like new songs as well.
Exactly. What's
adjective was okay.
Yeah, I think actually maybe it's a 6.
It's a 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me total all of this up. That was a 3, we had them all up. You got, Rob, out of 40.
22.
Yay. Not bad.
That's not bad, is it?
It's quite a tough challenge, that one.
I think the adjectives helped.
And we've got a little audio bit that Kay's going to do now, but it turns out she really didn't like 90s music.
Yeah, don't blame her.
She basically said, yeah, no, modern music is good. Your stuff's crap. Although I couldn't get her to say crap on the microphone, bless her. I said, you've got full-on permission, and she still would.
She's been raised right,
she's
mate.
Way too
she's
good.
She's been raised right.
So that was 10 songs from the 1990s and at least one from the very early 2000s there, Kay. What is your thought on that era of music? You can be honest.
Not good.
Not good.
Good music is in the present. Okay?
Right,
I'm
okay.
So
you prefer new music, not old music.
Yeah, old music is just scary. Like, not scary, scary, like, oh, I'm going to get nightmares. Like, scary as in unexpected and weird.
Right, okay. So it'd be fair to say it's a bit crap.
yes.
Fair enough.
But I'm not going to say that because...
No, I will let you. It's a one-off. You are allowed to say that word. Is that music?
Yes.
You're not going to say it, are you?
No.
Even if I give you permission, bless
no.
your heart. Would it shock you to hear that 9 out of those 10 songs made it to number 1 in the charts?
No.
Do you know what the charts are?
I don't even know what that is, but...
So the charts, every week, the number of singles, so the number of times a song has been bought or in your age has been downloaded and played... Whoever got the most purchases of their single went to number 1 in the chart. So it was just like winning a competition every week. And 9 out of 10 of those songs were number 1 in the chart because people went out and bought those songs. Does that shock you?
Yes.
Yeah, say it a bit louder. Going, apparently,
yes.
There we go. Right.
I can't believe that they were, because they're so weird, I don't like them.
And... Ladies and gents, that is what's wrong with young people today.
How rude!
It's time to return to the Chipmunks' burrow for the exciting conclusion of this episode's Nutty Apprentice.
Barry, get your head out of that nut and call those two idiots back in here, please. You contestants get worse each year. I guess I have to make a choice, though. I choose... Rob with... Bang! And the dirt is gone.
Yay!
I've got to say, you're saying, Rob's a... I fucking married you, Chipmunk, and you don't give me any favouritism here. I mean...
They were pretty crap ideas, though, weren't they, Tom?
You're married to a chipmunk?
Well, yes.
What?
That's my wife.
So we're actually telling people that the chipmunk's your wife?
Yeah. That chipmunk's my wife, and there's no favouritism in this goddamn household. I build her a lovely burrow to live in, and yes, chipmunks do live in burrows, according to the internet.
They lived in trees.
That's what I thought, but apparently not. But anyway, fine, whatever, fuck off. I'll see you at home.
Don't forget the hazelnuts.
Yes, I'll bring the fucking hazelnuts with me.
Now get out of my sight. I need to work on getting this into the factory and off to Poundland.
Oh my, it's that time again. The show is coming to a close. Let's hear from our hosts one last time.
And that's the end of another show. Hopefully you've enjoyed this new style that Rob and I have been working through. Last week's episode was just over an hour. Hopefully this episode's only going to be just over an hour as well. And it feels a little bit more, well, variety, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you agree with that one, Rob.
Yes.
So, if you would like to take part in the show, feel free to email us on podcasts@channel84.co.uk, tj@channel84.co.uk to speak to me, or rob@channel84.co.uk to speak to, funnily enough, Rob. We accept ideas to do on the show. We accept Do You Remembers. We're still accepting dreams to go after Dr. Phantasm and his amazing machines. Feel free to email those in. If you want to find us on social media, the easiest things to say. To not say, what am I doing?
Are you okay? Having one of those senior
moments? I'm just having one of those days and nights, to be honest. The easiest place to find all our social media is head over to channel84.co.uk, which is the studio Channel 84 network. You can find our dedicated page, and if you look on our contact page, all our social medias are listed there. If you want to come over to Discord, which is where we're pretty active, I would say, along with Twitter, go to channel84.co.uk/Discord, and that will take you straight to it. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, and send all your complaints to patronsaints@podcasts.co.uk, because Karen loves dealing with those. So if we've got a pronunciation wrong, if we've got a date wrong, anything like that, feel free to chuck it over to Karen on patronsaints@channel84.co.uk. Include the word moist in it and you're all good to go and we'll be sorted. I don't think I've got anything else to mention.
No, they won't hear from us for a fortnight because the next Untitled Trick Show, which is obviously next Monday from this coming out, is the Shit Show compilation special.
It is, yes.
So you won't hear any live talking from us again till the next variety show.
That's very true. Cheerio and goodbye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was The Variety Show. Thank you for listening. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time. This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.